This is the Daily Prayer, Bible Readings, Meditation, and Saints of the Day. I'm Father Ninos Oshana. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord. Behold, the Bridegroom cometh in the middle of the night, and blessed is the servant whom he shall find watching. But unworthy is he whom he shall find in slothfulness. Beware therefore, O my soul, and be not overcome by sleep, lest thou be given over to death and shut out from the kingdom. But return to soberness and cry aloud, Holy, holy, holy art thou, O God, through the Theotokos. Have mercy on us. The epistle reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 16, verses 13 through 24. Brethren, be watchful, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Now, brethren, you know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. I urge you to be subject to such men and to every fellow worker and laborer. I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, because they have made up for your absence. For they refreshed my spirit as well as yours. Give recognition to such men. The churches of Asia send greetings. Aquila and Prisca, together with the church in their house, send you hearty greetings in the Lord. All the brethren send greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Our Lord come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. The gospel reading is according to Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 through 47. The Lord said, Watch, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. A meditation on the epistle and gospel readings. The devil approaches the God-man with temptations. Who among men is free of them? He who goes according to the will of the evil one does not experience attacks, but is simply turned more and more toward evil. As soon as one begins to come to himself and intends to begin a new life according to God's will, immediately the entire satanic realm enters into action. They hasten to scatter good thoughts and the intentions of the repentant one in any way they can. If they do not manage to turn him aside, they attempt to hinder his good repentance and confession. If they do not manage to do that, they contrive to sow tares amidst the fruits of repentance and disrupt his labors of cleansing the heart. If they do not succeed in suggesting evil, they attempt to distort the truth. If they are repulsed inwardly, they attack outwardly, and so on until the end of one's life. They do not even let one die in peace. Even after death, they pursue the soul until it escapes the aerial space where they hover and congregate. You ask, what should we do? It is hopeless and terrifying. For a believer, there is nothing terrifying here, because near a God-fearing man, demons only busy themselves, but they do not have any power over him. A sober man of prayer shoots arrows against them, and they stay far away from him, not daring to approach, and fearing the defeat which they have already experienced. If they succeed in something, it is due to our blundering. We slacken our attention or allow ourselves to be distracted by their phantoms, and they immediately come and disturb us more boldly. If you do not come to your senses in time, they will whirl you about. But if a soul does come to its senses, they again recoil and spy from afar to see whether it is possible to approach again somehow. So be sober, watch, and pray, and the enemies will do nothing to you. Saint Theophan the Recluse. From the Fathers. Watch your heart during all your life, examine it, listen to it, and see what prevents its union with the most blessed Lord. Let this be for you the science of all sciences, and with God's help, you will easily observe what estranges you from God, and what draws you towards Him and unites you to Him. It is the evil spirit, more than anything, that stands between our hearts and God. He estranges God from us by various passions, or by the desire of the flesh, by the desires of the eyes, and by worldly pride. St. John of Kronstadt. On September 30th, we commemorate Gregory the Illuminator, Bishop of Armenia. This saint, a Parthian by race, was the son of Anak. He was born about the year 240 and was taught the faith of Christ in Caesarea of Cappadocia. He entered the service of Tiridates, king of Armenia. But when discovered to be a Christian, he was subjected to many horrible torments at the king's hands, then was cast into a pit of mire with poisonous serpents and left to die. By the power of God, however, he abode there unharmed for 14 years, his needs provided by a certain widow, until he was made known by revelation and set free. He converted to piety innumerable multitudes of Armenians, including Tiridates himself, and was consecrated bishop by Leontios, Archbishop of Caesarea, to shepherd the vast flock he had gained for Christ. He spent the last part of his life in retirement in the ascetical discipline, and reposed in peace about the year 325. Saint Gregory is honored as the illuminator of Armenia. Today we also commemorate Mardonius and Stratonikos, the martyrs. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.